Well, we also just we saw on Twitter that you did a verse for Travis Barker.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's huge.
I don't know what he's calling it, but I know Bun B is on the hook saying, "This that raw shit that'll start a mosh pit, headbangers get the spazzing out and be like, oh shit, this that raw, you know, saying it's that raw shit, you know, saying it's like." Well, so I just called it raw shit, you know what I'm saying? And I murdered it, man. I'm talking about when you hear it, dude, I'm saying this is like Tech N9ne. This is like Tech N9ne, dog. I'm talking about when you hear the verse, you'll see what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I even started off like, it's that off, it's from the King of Darkness. You know what I'm saying? I'm rapping backwards off the top. It's that off, it's from the King of Darkness. That's all I can give you.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I'm really going, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything I do in that 116 bar. So, Travis Barker, you know what I'm saying? Much love. I hope you like it, man. Much love to Bun B. You know what I'm sizzling. It's going down, man.
He said on his Twitter that he liked it a lot. I loved it.
Oh, I didn't know. I've been sleeping today, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
Well, that,
you know,
that should be some good news for you.
I didn't even know that he heard it yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he got it, though.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like rap and rock. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Chris Calico behind Bun B is like, "Oh shit! Oh shit!" You know what I'm saying? So we put our shit on it. You know what I'm saying? I can tell that, you know what I'm saying, Travis Barker just wanted to send us the beat, you know what I'm saying, so we could do what we're going to do, and he's probably going to add something to it or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? But it's cool, man. It's like rap rock, homie. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you put Tech N9ne on it.
Yeah. How did that collabo come about? Did you meet him in person?
He came to my show when I was, I think it was a tour before this one. Tour before so the Independent Grind Tour.
Strange,
you know,
day, man.
He came to my show. We were on Sunset at the House of Blues. And he came downstairs before I went on and shook my hand and everything. I'd met him before. You know what I'm sizzling, because I have a house in L.A., and I was in L.A., you know what I'm saying, and the wifey wanted to go to, what was it, Louis Vuitton, and he was in Louis Vuitton with me, and I was like, "What's up?" And his bodyguard happened to be from Kansas City and remembered me, you know what I'm saying, so we hollered that day.
Well,
I met him on a couple occasions, and he gave me a gang of calls through Paul Wall, you know what I'm saying, famous Stars and Steps, you know what I'm saying, and gave us a lot of clothes, man, so... You know, he always been showing love. You know what I'm saying? That's Paul Wall's people. Paul Wall's my family. So it's been like we've been talking, I guess, back and forth for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And he finally hit us up and said, "Hey, I got a beat. I want Tech on it." And I talked to him. I said, "Yo, I'm the kind of guy, you send it to me one day, you have it the next morning." And he said, "Thank you so much." And I said, "Hey, man," and I'm in the midst of doing my album, you know what I'm saying, all sixes and sevens, I'd love to hear some production. He's like, "Oh, man, that would be a blessing." So I was like, "Yes, sir, let's go, man, send me something crazy." So we'll see, but I just did mine for him yesterday, and it's a monster, and I'm anxious to see who else he's going to put on it, because there were four verses open.
Oh.
And I took the first one, so.
Oh, nice.
Whoever gets on it, man, is like, oh, my God, man, it's unfair. To me, it's unfair. It would be unfair to me if I heard it, you know what I'm saying, when I first got it. It would be unfair to me. It is unfair to me. I keep listening to it over and over. Like, if I pushed play right now, you'd hear it right here in my house, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is it?
But I ain't going to push play, though, because I don't want to spoil it for Travis, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's all right. How often is it that you hear yourself, I mean, and you're like, "Oh, shit"?
Every time I hear something. You know what I'm sizzling? It's like it's not me.
Yeah.
Like it's not me. It's like it's not me. It's like I sit down and I write this stuff. And as I write in four-bar segments, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll write the first four bars. And then after I write the first four bars, I'll play the beat and I'll rap it to it to make sure it fits. Because my style is so sporadic, you know what I'm saying? It's so schizophrenic that sometimes I jump around the beat, so I got to make sure it's something rhythmically correct
Before
I record it into my little dictaphone, you know what I'm saying? So I'll say it, I'll write the four bars, rhyme like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll put it in my phone and I play it with the beat and I rap it to it, pistol packing and money making, rapping about the city, we're killing, keep it fucking, keep talking with you, begging, let's see, checking what's happening, gapping, let me, checking, let me, we're packing, you're cracking, I have to pop. You know what I'm saying?
And if it's hitting on the spot where it's supposed to, you know you did it right, then you're like...
Yeah, I put it on my dictaphone, and then I move to the the next four bars.
I got
you. Know what I mean? And I write in bars, and sometimes I'll rhyme the whole 16 bars, you know what I mean? I'll just keep it going. Sometimes I can't stop myself from rhyming, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to do this one simple, you know what I'm saying? And then it'll come out to where I'm rhyming the whole 16 bars. I'm like, damn, why do I make it hard for myself? But I challenge myself every time I write, you know what I'm saying? I try to do stuff that I wouldn't regularly do, you know what I'm saying? I don't take the easy way out. I don't second guess myself. I'll write whatever the first line comes out. If I know, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to rhyme it, but I challenge myself to rhyme it.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I rhyme like multiple syllables, you know what I'm saying, for the whole song. You know what I'm saying? I challenge myself to do it.
Right. You know what
I'm when you got motherfuckers out there like Eminem, just treacherous, you know what I'm saying, murdering niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's motivation for you to keep rhyming. You know what I'm saying? When you hear people like Eminem and you hear people like Chino XL and all of Slaughterhouse and, you know, it's like all these lyricists, man, Pharrell Monch, man, you know what I'm saying? Like Twista, you just hear Ludacris. When you hear people just going, man, it's motivation for you and fire for you to even go even harder in what you do. You know what I'm saying? You don't bite nothing they do. You know what I'm saying? But you live, you're like, okay. You know, then you go kill them like that. Okay, watch this.
Right.
I'm short of my heart and my brain and spirit's out of order. And now the Lord of Fallas have that recorded. Fallen angel warrior at the bottom, drain the bowl of all remains of horror. Destroy you in the middle of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's motivation to get up and just rhyme. You know, and the fans, too. The fans are motivation also when they're saying, the Gage Mix play was, it was the worst CD. And he's just sucking dick for the mainstream. And, he ain't got nothing else to rap about but food and da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? It's like their motivation to say, okay, punk shit. All around, everybody's been calling clown and calling town. Get the sickness is falling down over this basic gay shit, erased it, faced it. Wait, this hatred and make this place get ape shit. No kind of way you stopping this. Folk gonna make apocalypse. Pop to stop lots of moccasin. Lot of stopping this, blocking this, optimist. You know what I'm saying? Just going on niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you hear motivation from the rappers, you know what I'm saying? You hear Andre 3000, you hear CeeLo, and you hear all these people. B.O.B.'s even coming, like, hard, you know what I'm saying? You're like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? You just got to, it's that motivation to just keep on pushing and pushing myself to go even harder, you know what I'm saying? And I love it. I love it. It's coming from every direction, and it's making everything I'm doing lately just murder, you know?
You just remind me of something on that song, on that verse from Seepage. After that line where you're like, so I wanted to make sure I got this confirmed. I rewound it like 20 times, but you say, I just ate pretty punani and mustard.
Yeah, mustard, yeah.
Yeah, but do you go, after that, do you say cycles or psychos?
Cycles and lust. Psychos.
Psychos.
Cycles and lust are Skeet and Seepage. These nuts are charred.
Psychos and lust are eating seepage. These nuts.
Skeet and seepage.
Skeeting.
Yeah, psychos and lust are skeet and seepage, like out my dick. It's real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If you really know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Psychos and lust are. I said I just ate pretty punani and mustard.
Psychos and
nuts. I said psychos and lust are. Skeet and seepage. These nuts charred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These nuts are charred. These nuts are all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Skeeting seepage, so if I'm skeeting seepage, that shit gotta be hot as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? These nuts are charred, homie.
Oh, nice. Okay. Man, my fucking Ryan's going, I told you it was psychos, motherfucker.
Yeah, all psychos right. And lust.
All right, cool. We'll have to go back and make that adjustment.
I meant to go through, I was on the, like when the shit first came out, I was on the realtech9.com, and I'd be on my tour bus. I was in the back of my room on the tour bus, and I see the fans like posting what they think I say, and they were really close.
I know, yeah.
You know, a la carte and shit. I always told myself I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna tell them what I say. But then that I have out there that I never get to it.
Oh, man.
If you really understand everything I'm saying, it's so much better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's so much better, man. And
I know exactly what you mean, man. I mean, when you read lyrics sometimes and
mm-hmm.
and you didn't, yeah, it can add a profound effect. Any genre,
yeah.
really, for sure. What was I going to say?
Stay tuned for part two of our exclusive interview with Tech N9ne when we will be discussing all sixes and sevens. I just ate pretty punani and mustard, cycles and lust stars, eating secrets, these nuts charred. But I got to say to the people who pick at and gut stars, thinking I'm gonna lose the ability to bust hard, you fucktard.